B-Pod Studios.
This is not your conventional sports radio show.
It's a lot of fun, right? You're having fun.
Dutcher and Rich, 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Not if I have a sports of it's Dutcher and Rich, Jomer, John Wallach in studio. Real quick, this Adam Schefter tweet that just came out, it's pretty funny. Doug Marrone is being interviewed right now, you know, the Jaguars coach, and they released Leonard Fournette, you know, a couple hours ago. And the tweet says, Jaguars did all they could do to trade Leonard Fournette in the spring and then again in the summer, but as Jaguars head coach Doug Marrone just said, quote, we couldn't get anything. A fifth, a sixth, anything. We couldn't get anything. That's his actual quote. It's like, dude, no one's given us anything for Leonard Fournette. Sorry about that. So, obviously, not a ton of love lost when it comes to Leonard Fournette being a member of the Jaguars, as I agree with you, Joe Murray, that they are just trying to get as down into the trash as they possibly can because maybe they don't really believe in that guy with the cool mustache.
Is this like a Trent Richardson-like situation here? I mean, Trent fell off the face of the earth.
I know, but Fournette's a better back than Richardson.
Yeah, exactly.
And I, trust me, I whiffed big on Richardson, but still, Fournette is a much better back. And don't forget, Fournette was arrested last year for driving with a suspended license. He got suspended one game after getting into a fight. I think it was with Buffalo. I mean, obviously, he didn't want to be there. And I don't know what this says about Jacksonville. Jacksonville has gone out of their way to get guys off the roster that don't want to be there and that they don't like. And unfortunately for them, it's becoming a lot of their first-round picks, like Jalen Ramsey, for example. Yeah. Fowler, another guy, first-round pick, gone. Leonard Fournette, released. I mean, these are all talented guys that just didn't want to be there, apparently.
Dude, in $4 million, if you look at it, like Christian McCaffrey makes $16 million. And then James White makes $4 million a year.
McCaffrey, by the way, drafted after Fournette in the same draft.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, I mean, listen, the Fournette to the Patriots rumor is going to continue until he's on a team. I mean, that just seems like that's one of the few that makes a little bit of sense, especially if you're able to get him for that. So we shall see. By the way, the other thing tweets that I'm getting is, you know, we mentioned that, you know, after Scott Zolak was on with us the other day, after I was talking about how I couldn't catch any fish and I've been awful and I'm a total puss because when my son actually caught a fish, I had no idea what to do with it. So I just cut it and let it swim away with a hook in its mouth. I said that I found there's some dude here who was selling his like this small like 15 foot single engine fishing boat. And it's like 22 years old. It's probably as cheap as it. That's the one thing is that if I end up selling it, I'll probably even 10 years from now never get less than what I bought it for. So that's the one thing I actually feel okay about. Like it's fairly inexpensive. But I don't know anything about. I don't know how to drive a boat. I don't know how to slow it down. I don't know anything about it. And I'm starting to have nightmares thinking about all this. And you asked me a question I hadn't really thought about. And now that I have, I'm kind of second-guessing my decision-making from over the weekend. You said, all right, so once the season's over, you know, where are you going to put it? You'd think that's something you think about before you buy something like this, but I didn't. And I said, oh, I think that there's, you know, companies that if you pay them, they can, you know, they'll take it out of the water for you. You said, how much is that going to cost? And jokingly, I said, probably more than the boat cost. So during a commercial break, I just shot an email to, like, I found a couple of places that do that here. There's, like, marinas and, oh, God.
How much?
Put it this way. I kept getting a bunch of tweets of people saying, congratulations, Rich, you bought a boat. You know what that means? B, like they put out B-O-A-T, stands for break out another thousand. yeah, that part of it I didn't quite think about. Yeah. Like, there's things like, oh, yeah, we'll put the wrap on it. We'll clean it up. We'll get it out of it. Just getting it out of the water and bringing it to the marina alone is embarrassing how much that it cost. Like, I need to I'm telling you, I just need to find, like an old lady with too much land who'll just let me keep it on her property for over the summer.
Throw a tarp on it?
get a tarp. Like, I have a tent I don't use. I can cut, like, a hole in it and just, like, put it, you know, strap it to the top of it. I'm sure that will weatherproof it. Like, what the hell does that shrink wrap do anyway? You know, honestly. But, I mean, what they're asking just to stuff this essentially in like an outdoor shed and put that stuff on it.
Do you have any property at all? You can like stick the boat in the backyard or something?
I can't. I don't, first of all, I don't have anything like that. Like I don't have near enough land even for like a boat like this small. But I mean, and there's also like, you know, places where you, I don't even know if I'm allowed to be quite honest. But I mean, there's got to be like, there's got to be a business of like old people who just let you keep your boat in their yard. I mean, it's not big. I need somebody with a tow, like a tow ball, who can tow this sumbitch
to an old guy's house.
And an old dude who'll just take like a, you know, $100 or something.
Yeah, I'm sure that'll get it done. For a whole winter, $100? Sure. Right.
Well, listen, I mean, you know, he's not going to see it.
Break out another $1,000.
Yeah, if I'm anybody with a functioning brain, I'm like $100 a month or $500 a month to do that.
A month?
Sure.
Well, but what if you got like land where you can't even see it?
I don't
like,
know, Rich, I mean, like what's parking like spaces in Boston?
And I was just going to say, how many people have that much land? How many people have that much land where you live?
Oh, somebody just said, okay, my grandparents used to own a farm in upstate New York. During the winter, they used to rent out a barn for boats. Find a farm. That's what I got to do. Yeah. So there is like a business where like old people rent out just their land. Right.
How many farms are there where you are?
A decent amount. There's a lot of like, there's a lot of like land and stuff. Yeah.
All right.
Yeah,
so there are a lot of people with excess land.
I just want to dump it on someone's yard. And as I said, this is like a 22, 23 year old boat. And if it gets crusty, I don't care. I just want to be able to just troll out with my little single engine, like into the middle of the harbor and do like that. And it's not like a massive investment. So the thing all falls apart after like 2 or 3 years. It would suck if I had to pay as much as it is to bring it in. But I mean, like, I don't have a trailer. I don't have like anything to pull it out of the water. Like, I didn't think any of this through.
I think we need a boat podcast. I think that's something.
Well, I'll be that guy.
What about Brandy? You got to play Brandy too. Unless you have Brandy. Brandy's perfect.
Brandy's an all right song. Brandy's okay. Dude, don't think I didn't put on like some Yacht Rock this weekend when I was going to go try to.
Alexa, play Yacht Rock.
Great channel.
So it's a boat, a hole in the water that you fill with money. I mean, listen, there's more than just like apparently just buying it. Like, all right, well, that's a good. And I looked around, I'm like, all right, well, this is dirt cheap, and the guy's got a great story. And you know what? Now that I listened back to why he wanted to sell it, what was the reason I told you? It's because he didn't want to pay to store it anywhere, and now I know why, because it costs $1 million to do this. Yep. Like, not quite a million, but fairly close.
You're a city folk sucker is what you are.
I am. I'm that jackass. Someone says Rich has to winterize the boat or he'll destroy the boat. Does he even have a trailer for it? I have none of that. I don't even know what you do when you winterize it. What, do you just spray stuff on it?
That's right. You just spray it down, and it's fine.
It stays in a marina for the whole time. They wrap it up.
Listen,
they put it up on a thing, and then they like do something to it, and then they give it back to you.
I'll hose it down.
That's true. Yeah. I'm sure during the snowstorms they get there. If you hose it down, it'll be just fine.
You know what? That stuff's like made out of trash bag material, right? The stuff they wrap it with. I just get a bunch of trash bags.
I mean, if you think you can do that, you know.
Dude, I don't know why I did this. I honestly think it's because
I know exactly why you did this, and it goes right back to what I keep telling you. You have lost your mind. You think fishing is the end all be all because you have nothing else at your disposal to do.
That's all true.
And it has completely robbed you of your senses.
But that doesn't mean that I don't truly love fishing.
Yes,
like,
it does.
I love it.
Okay.
Like, I love thinking about it. I love getting my pole ready. I love ordering lures online. I love getting, like, squid, like, boxes of frozen squid. And I like going down and, like, cracking them open and just getting the squid on there and sitting there and doing I love everything about fishing. I just don't ever catch a damn thing. I don't catch anything.
I can't wait until you have something else to do with your life. I can't
wait. I'll still go back to it.
No,
I will still go back to it.
No, you won't. I guarantee it. Write this down. Save it. It does not happen, Rich. The second, and I don't know when this is going to be. It may be a year. Hey. It may be 6 months. It may be 18 months. I don't know how long it's going to be until you're able to find other things to do and get off that island and come back to society.
Fellow listeners.
When that happens, you are going to forget all about this period of your life. And you're going to look back and go, oh, my God, what was I thinking?
My fellow fishermen. Who are listening, all right? You can identify with me. talk some sense into this man, John Wallach. He obviously doesn't know what it's like to have the breeze in your hair, to be standing there, you know, as the
You don't know what it's like to have the breeze in your hair. You
haven't I know what it's like to have the breeze in my hair. I don't know what it's like to catch a goddamn fish. That's what I don't know. I can't catch any fish.
You haven't
I don't
been
care.
On the phone. You haven't rode the boat fast enough to get breeze in your hair.
The wind blows. So it's a happy night, Rizzo. Don't watch The Perfect Storm. Dude, I'm not taking this to life. I'm not, like, riding down the East Coast. I'm going maybe, like, 100 yards out into the water.
Okay.
All right, and then coming back in.
Can we get Brandy when we come back for the stack?
I love Brandy. That's a great song. I got no problem with that.
I don't want to hear this anymore. I want to hear
that. Someone says, the second Rich gets some Taco Bell back in his system, this fishing phase ends.
Oh,
you're wrong.
Hell Listen, yes.
I'm telling you. 617-779-0995.
As soon as you can make that trip to Saugus or to Natick or anywhere else, you are going to forget all about this.
My fellow fishermen know. They know what it's like. You don't. It doesn't leave your blood. Once you've your body says I'm a fisherman, then John, you know what? Maybe you just maybe you're not as religious as me. Maybe that's what.
Well,
it
I
is.
Think that's well I'm documented, Rich.
That's right.
I think we both know that already. I'm not nearly as religious as you.
What was Jesus? Well, he was a carpenter.
Carpenter, yeah.
But he liked fish, and he hung around people who fished.
Do we know that?
He was a huge fan of the Lenten fillet of fish. Why do you think that they have it at Lent?
Oh, okay.
It's because Jesus loved
what
the
What was Jesus?
Of fish.
That's right, he wasn't a fisherman.
He was a carpenter, but he hung around lots of dudes who, like, who were like me, all right?
I'm sure he did.
All right. Tell this know nothing non fisherman John that once you get it in your blood. John was saying the only reason you fish is to drink. Dude, I don't know one fisherman who drinks while they fish.
I know tons of guys who fish and
well,
drink.
That, they're not
on the boat.
And they're not wise men like me.
Yeah, I mean, and you think those big yacht guys are there for the sport of it? No, they go out into the ocean
they're
and
hoity
drink.
Hoity with their big, so like you know, gazillion dollars. This is all. It's about you and the water. And the fish. That's it. That's all it is.
Okay.
I'm getting all these disastrous pictures of me smashing a boat into like the sides of other boats, which is going to happen. I have no idea how to do this. All right. We will get to Joe Murray's headlines and we'll be right back.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Now it's time to get to the stuff that we couldn't get to. It's the stack.
Stack. 98.5 of Sports Hub. It is Toucher and Rich. John, you have a sponsor for this.
Yes, this great segment is brought to us by Window Nation. It's Window Nation's buy two, get two free sale. No down payment, no payments, and 0% financing for 12 full months. Check them out at windownation.com.
All right, Kevin, who's been doing an excellent job producing the show this morning. Kevin, could you put up JP on line one, please, on the old phones? JP, what's up, man? You're on the show.
Hey, guys. Hey.
Hey.
Hey, so Rich, I'm calling in. I'm in huge support of you. You will not get tired of fishing. Fishing is the greatest hobby. You will do it for the rest of your life. So don't let John talk you down on that.
Yeah, but he doesn't live the fishing lifestyle. He's not like one of us. JP.
All right, exactly. Hold it. I just want to read a quick tweet from Kurt. Fished as a kid a ton, multiple trips to Canada, even earned a degree in fisheries. Spent years on the water in Rhode Island. If I never fish again, I will be happy.
He was never one to begin with.
Maybe he doesn't have it in his blood. Rich, I'm with you. You'll never stop fishing. It's great. But I will say though, the boat, Rich, that's where you went wrong. You can't buy a boat without a place to store it. That's like the first thing you got to plan for. But I will say this, the winterization thing, you can probably do it. Look it up online. There's tons of stuff online that'll walk you through it. Videos. It's not that hard. The one thing you do have to pay for is the shrink wrap. It's not trash bags.
Okay. Can I like just leave it in the water all winter?
You could try. I mean, it may not make it, but you could certainly try.
Because I mean,
just forget about
then
it.
Then I don't have to store
months.
It anywhere. So it's at Rich's in a redneck and show, and just drop it in the front yard, put some trash bags on it, dude. It's expensive to get your, and it's a small boat, and to get it like wrapped up and stuff. I mean, this is like a cruddy 23-year-old like tiny thing, and like the amount that they want for you to keep it and store it and do all that stuff. I don't know.
Here's another one.
You're on an island. They've got you. You can't go anywhere else with it, so they can charge you whatever they
Thank
want.
Thank you. That's right. My point. That's, once you get off the island, it will change.
No, so, he's saying that they can charge me whatever I want because I can't go and like, you know, price, you know,
okay.
You know, try to compare. It's like two or three places that do it, and they got you by the cojones. All right. Let's someone said, John, the sea now courses through Rich's veins. He's been seduced by the lady of the sea. He is no longer a land-dwelling mortal.
I have another one.
A seafaring conqueror.
Rich, if you cannot catch a fish by now, you might have to hang it up. The amount of money spent already for no fish is not even embarrassing. It's amazing.
It is very strange. All right, thank you, JP. Someone's a serious fisherman. Don't drink while fishing. We smoke weed.
Right, well, that's my fault.
We don't drink. Fishermen do not drink while fishing. If you really are into the fish, now that's just if you're going with a friend who happens to be fishing. You don't do that. You go to catch fish. That is your alcohol. That is your seductor. You do not need any kind of outside. It's just the wind in the air. Did you guys find that song, by the way?
Oh, you find Brandy, Kevin?
Nick, you got it? See, now like my lifestyle matches my beard. I'm okay with this. I'm morphing into the man I've always wanted to be. Somebody said, Rich buying a boat without a place to store it is like a homeless person buying a car without a house. I mean, it's like, I don't know where to put this. I didn't even think about that when I bought it. I just thought you kept it on the water.
In New England during the winter? Really?
Why not? Just get some snow on it, and then it melts when it gets nice again. All right, so I don't know how to transition, but sure, let's do it. The sad news over the weekend, obviously Chadwick Boseman ends up, he passed away. What was crazy about that story wasn't just that it was such a shock that nobody knew about it, was that he had been fighting cancer for 4 years, and during that time, he had been filming all of these movies while taking like really tough chemo that just kicks your ass. And now it's like, you know, the end of The Usual Suspects, where you know the truth and you start looking back at things that happened. You went, oh, man, that he meant this at this time, or he meant that, he meant this. So first of all, like a lot of these Marvel guys, they were very big on like, you know, Make-A-Wish and going and visiting hospitals. But you see the stuff he did specifically with like cancer patients, and you're like, dude, this guy knew the entire time. Like, how insane is that? And there was one interview that he did that is kind of been rediscovered recently, where it was with it was like a radio interview. Not our show, because we don't get big stars. He said, you came off one Black Panther project, did Marshall, where he played Thurgood Marshall, and then made another Black Panther movie. Did you bulk up, slim down, and then bulk up again? And I guess Chadwick Boseman kind of just looked to the right, looking at us like, yeah, right, yep. And the reporter said, you've been through the wringer. And to that, Chadwick Boseman said, you don't even know. And he started laughing. He goes, you have no idea. One day I'll live to tell the story. I mean, that is... It is amazing what he was going through during that time. I mean, anyone who knows anybody who's been, you know, dealing with that stuff, dude, that whips your ass. Like, you just you have lost any kind of will to, like, it sucks just any kind of energy out of you, these chemo treatments. And the fact that he was doing that and playing like a very active role like Black Panther is unbelievable.
Some of those fight scenes are incredible. So,
oh yeah.
Yeah.
Black Panther, by the way, is a movie that got better the second time. Like, I saw it in the theater and I remember thinking it was pretty good. And then it was on TV. I think my son hadn't seen it or something, and I put it on. I remember the second time going, damn, that was really well done. Like, I mean, the whole, like, you know, Wakanda and all that stuff. I just thought it was well written. The way it was directed, it was really one of the better Marvel movies. That's a top tenner, I think.
It was so on. It was on last night, commercial free. It was great. It was great.
Yeah, I think ABC ran it commercial free, and then they did some sort of like, you know, tribute to Chadwick Boseman afterwards.
So. And not to mention he played Jackie Robinson in 42.
That's right.
Which was good. That was another good movie.
James, it happened to just be Jackie Robinson weekend too.
Yeah.
Well, he also, I mean, listen, if you really want to get, you know, mystical about the whole thing. It was Jackie Robinson Day that he died in the Major League Baseball, but also it was the birthday of Jack Kirby, the guy who created Black Panther.
Wow.
So, yeah, that as well. On top of that, his tweet that from his account that announced his death and like a little tribute to him is the most liked tweet in the history of Twitter, believe it or not. It was not my photo of Evil Wallach when he had the goatee. That's in second place still. But so there's questions now is, you know, they were going to make another Black Panther, Black Panther 2. And the question is, you know, do you do that? And, you know, listen, now I'm going to get really nerdy. Not even nerdy. If you saw the movie, you knew that Black Panther wasn't just his character. Black Panther was something. I think his father was Black Panther before he was, right? So it, like, Black Panther kind of got handed down from one generation to the next. So I think that this is one of those things where that character is meant to be played by someone else if you just want to continue with the storyline. So you'd have to have him die in the movie and then hand it over to somebody else. Yeah. If I'm not mistaken. Now I'm going to get some Marvel guy very, very mad at me.
And Rich, just to stay on, another death happened this morning. We walked in, John Thompson, the former Georgetown basketball coach.
Yeah.
Dude, if you look at just the players that he brought to Georgetown that went on for success, like the Allen Iris, Patrick Ewing locally here.
Yeah.
He came, recruited him, Dikembe Mutombo, Alonzo Mourning. We were talking about just so many other players.
Reggie Williams, Charles Smith. I mean, it goes great college
great
players.
Great coach, won in 1984, was the first African-American coach to win the national championship.
Ewing put him on the map. Yeah. That was his first one, and then after that.
But that's a huge loss in the basketball world. They had Cliff Robinson this weekend, Lute Olson as well. It's a tough weekend for basketball as well.
All right, so the MTV VMAs were last night. I know that you were live tweeting them, Joe Murray.
I watched it. I thought they were really good. I thought it was really good.
And this was like virtual? Like no crowd or anything?
Yeah, the weekend opened up with, you know, basically a helicopter was videoing his performance. It was awesome.
Well, I like the weekend. I think that he's one of those – I don't want to say rare because there's a lot of people who are legitimately talented, but he's not fake talent. Like, that guy's got a great voice. He's, I don't know if he writes his songs, but I know that I love his voice. He was also really good in, Uncut Gems, Adam Sandler.
Oh, yeah, the girl that was dating him, hooking up with him. Yep. And then it was basically the Lady Gaga show last night, though. She won every award. She was there performing. It was really good, but they ended it with the stupid Black Eyed Peas.
Hang on. They're still relevant?
They actually have like a hit song that I never knew.
The Black Eyed Peas?
And Fergie's not in the band anymore, I guess?
No.
That was sad.
How about the guy who just does karate kicks? Is he still in the band?
He was still in the band, yeah.
How does he survive and the girl who actually sang not survive?
I don't know, but dude, there was this one performer. You have to watch it. It was called Doja Cat.
Okay, so Doja Cat won Best New Artist, and I've never heard of Doja
Cat. Dude, you need to see her costume. I am still thinking about it. It was crazy. And then Miley Cyrus wasn't as risque as she was with the hey, whatever that song was.
So she's someone else who's still relevant, Miley Cyrus?
I didn't know that, but she ended up her performance on the Wrecking Ball. But she wasn't as risque as, like, again, that one she did years back, man, when she was on the Molly. That was some crazy stuff there. But overall, I thought it was good because I'm not – a lot of this stuff, I'm not relevant. You know, it's just not relevant to me, you know. But you hear these songs, you're like, oh, yeah, I know that. But how many, like, are these, like, weird, like, teen bop bands are there? There's a ton of them now, man.
There's always.
And the Latin music is so huge that what's his name? Big Bunny or whatever his name is. There was so many of those type of like artists last night. But overall, I really enjoyed it.
You know who's hypnotizing to watch their videos is if you've ever, you know, BTS, who I think won something yesterday. You know, they're the ones, those are the ones that are like they're somewhere in Asia. I don't know.
They were everywhere.
But it's like J-pop, I think.
K-pop, yeah.
Is it K-pop? Okay, so it's Korea then, right?
Yep.
If it was K-pop? Okay. So they all syncopate their dances, and they've got these videos that are just hypnotic. Like the way that they – I mean, it's – I could try to train for 5 years straight to do 3 minutes of what they did, and I would never get anywhere close to the precision that all these guys are doing together. It is insane to watch that. But I'm looking at the Best New Artist. I don't know any – I don't know Doja Cat. I don't know who Jack Harlow is. I don't know – maybe I've heard these songs. I don't know their names. I don't know Louis Capaldi. I don't know Roddy Ricch.
No. There was one dude who wasn't bad. B-Baby or something? I don't know who he was. He wasn't bad, though.
B-Baby.
I forget his name now. Oh, man, I really sound old. It's not like I don't know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, well. you've aged out of the MTV.
I mean, I really did.
It's time. It's time you've moved on.
But like Travis, Nicole Richie. I'm like, who is that? That's not Nicole Richie. And where's Paris Hilton?
I got Nicole Richie was on this?
Yep.
What is she doing?
She just gave some award out. Who else there? Josie Grossi there. Drew Barrymore. She did one.
Did you call her Josie Grossi?
Yeah, that's how I recognize her as.
What is that from? What movie?
Never Been Kissed, I think it is.
Oh, my God.
Okay.
What movie is you watching?
Honest to God, Barrymore's done a few movies.
Jesus Christ.
That's what you remember her from. Know, okay.
Her iconic role. I mean, she's been like, listen, she wasn't an E.T. or anything. And
chick flick rom-com. That's what you remember. Okay.
Her iconic the role baby. In Never Sorry. Been Kissed with Jason Vartan, I think, might have been her boyfriend.
I could have went Fever Pitch on you. I didn't. You know.
Thank you. Thank you for sparing us any Fever Pitch reference, which might be one of the worst films ever recorded. So there you go. Thank you for the recap of that. All right. Well, not looking forward to tonight.
No.
Got a weird feeling that they're going to win this one and then disappoint us.
What's the line on this thing?
Nothing. Okay. I got no. I don't even want to look it up.
Okay, good.
So no... No bets on this one at all, but you can hear that Bruins game here. Hey, who knows?
We've done such a good job of selling it.
Dude, they're due for
Please
a miracle.
Tune in.
I'm
not going to lie that I'm like really down
I know.
Right now. I mean, who are we fooling if we think that they're going to be able to come back and win three in a row? But I do have a feeling about tonight.
Bruins slight underdogs plus 102 tonight.
I thought it'd be worse.
All right. So there you go. You got that tonight. And we will see you tomorrow and hopefully not have a postmortem. Bye.
98.5 The Sports Hub.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.